In May, the state Supreme Court ruled against officials who used mental health statutes to involuntarily commit a combative Fond du Lac County woman with Alzheimer's. State law requires counties use the least restrictive means of providing medical services. Attorney Carol Wessel says there are other ways to deal with difficult Alzheimer's patients.
Mental commitments for Alzheimer's patients are inappropriate. Challenging behaviors are communication related. I see this firsthand with my mother and the other patients that are like her. When they become problematic, it's because the facility is not dealing with them or the caregivers are not necessarily dealing with them in an appropriate manner.
Before the Supreme Court ruling, there were two legal avenues for treatment of aggressive Alzheimer's patients: involuntary commitment at a psych ward or protective placement. Diane Hafner has two parents with dementia. She says if she were to get Alzheimer's, she'd want help, even if it appeared she didn't want it at the time.
If I were extremely anxious or agitated or hallucinating or depressed, I would want treatment. Even if I were showing combativeness, I would still want my caregiver to be able to force me to have the treatment so that I could live a better quality life.
The Alzheimer's Association predicts Wisconsin will have 130,000 people with the disease by 2025, roughly 20% more than it currently has. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.